The White Dragon by Anne McCaffrey. This book is irreverently dedicated to my brothers Hugh and Kevin for sibling rivalries and the mature affections and loyalties that develop from early brawling. 1. At Ruatha Hold, present pass, 12th turn. "If he isn't clean enough now," Jaxum told Natan as he gave Ruth's neck ridge a final swipe with the oiled cloth, "I don't know what clean is." He wiped his sweaty forehead on his tunic sleeve. "What do you think, Natan?" he asked politely, suddenly aware that he had spoken without due regard for his companion's rank as weir leader of Fort. Natan grinned and gestured toward the grassy bank of the lake. They squelched through the mud created by rinsing soap sand from the little dragon and, as one, turned for a full view of Ruth gleaming wetly in the morning sun. "I've never seen him cleaner," Natan remarked after due consideration, adding hastily, "Not to imply that you haven't always kept him immaculate, Jaxum. However, if you don't ask him to move out of that mud, he won't stay clean long." Jaxum passed on the request hastily. "And keep your tail up, Ruth, till you are on the grass." From the corner of his eye, Jaxum noticed that Doris and his cronies were creeping away, just in case Natan had any further hard work for them. Jaxum had somehow managed to keep the smugness he felt under control all during Ruth's bath. Doris and the others hadn't dared disobey the dragon rider when Natan had blithely pressed them into service. To see them sweating over the runt, the oversized fire lizard, unable to tease and taunt Jaxum as they'd planned to do this morning, had raised Jaxum's spirits considerably. He entertained no hopes that the situation would last long. But if today the Bend and Weir leaders decided Ruth was strong enough to bear...